This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, Manchester United finally starting to play some football this season. They probably wish they hadn't invested so much in the summer now, because those players they invested in the summer, they're only on the bench at the moment. And Marouane Fellaini and Juan Mata have been both Moyes signings, have been their two most influential players recently. And what I liked after that Liverpool game was Louis van Gaal was quickly on the front foot, suggesting that they needed to back up that performance against Aston Villa, keeping them on their mettle, really.
Yeah, well, what I saw from was it Liverpool? We mentioned the Liverpool performance against United earlier, and if it wasn't Liverpool being, if it wasn't Liverpool freezing, well, Man United will wipe the floor with Villa, because they look well beat as United in that game. That's how bad Liverpool must have been. They made Man United, who've been useless all season, look like well beaters. But maybe I'm not giving United enough praise, because the signs were there in the earlier match against Tottenham when they won 3-0, that they're back. Followed that up by Muller and Liverpool, really, for an hour. And I just can't see how they're not going to beat Aston Villa. If they give that kind of performance, it could be a cakewalk, because I'm not fooled by Villa's, semi-resurgence. They've beaten Sunderland, and they've beaten West Brom in a couple of games. So let's not forget, in their last game at home to Swansea, they lost 1-0. A Swansea side who many were suspecting are on the beach. United should walk this. A few weeks ago, I wouldn't touch them at 1-3. But I just can't see how they're not going to win. I'm going to go for United on the handicap here. Minus two goals, 9-4.
Manchester United minus two. Big win for Manchester United.
They would have covered that in the last three seasons in this fixture. They would have covered that handicap, by the way.
And if you're looking at goal scorers in this game, Wayne Rooney's got a tremendous record against Villa, hasn't he? You look at his record against Aston Villa. He scored 12 goals against them in total, 8 in his last 6 Premier League games at Old Trafford against Villa. Yeah. 4 times he scored 2 or more against Villa in the last 6 as well at Old Trafford. So,
yeah, and I think the other thing that's find interesting is that, you know, you look at his goal scoring record at home this season, he scored a lot of first goals as well. I think he scored 5 times first for United, for definite. I think 4 first in the match. You can obviously back him to be the first goal scorer for his club as well these days. I think he's got 9 altogether at home,
and he's playing back as a natural in his natural position.
Yeah, and he looked as confident, as sprightly as we've seen him for a long time, playing for England, captaining his country. Of course, could have and probably should have scored against Italy to get ever closer to that that big record that he's chasing down. I'm going for my same old here, the Man United first half goals thing. Over 1.5 first half Man United goals. If anyone hasn't heard me bore them about this before, but they've scored over 1.5 first half goals 8 times at Old Trafford this season, against Tottenham, Burnley, Leicester, Newcastle, Liverpool, Hull, West Ham and QPR. I think Villa fit very nicely into that list. Add to the fact that Villa have lost 8 first halves in their 15 away games this season, then I think it's as compelling as ever for me, that one. There is one slight caveat to it, and I'd like to be as honest as possible in this. You don't want to just make out it's a great bet and that there's no negative to it. Villa's first half performances haven't been great, but they haven't conceded that many goals either. They've only conceded 8 first half goals this season in 15, so it's not like that they have been very strong. But Tim Sherwood's been open about saying a couple of weeks ago before the international break, he said, "I've looked at this team and they're not a team who are defensively minded. They're a team who've got to go on the front foot and attack." So I think he'll set up to be strong, but look to break on Man U, and I think that'll just leave some gaps for them. So I'm going to stick by that. The fact that it's landed 8 out of 15 times at Old Trafford, and it's still 5-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.